Eric Harley at the Mid-America Trucking Show joining us right now. It's my friends from Mercertown. This is not Louisville. You can say Louisville. It's not Louisville, but the easiest thing to do is just say Mercertown. Brian Helton, Jason Schaffline is here. Guys, good to see you. I want to say welcome, but actually, this is your house, right?
Yeah, welcome to town. We'll
great
welcome
to see
you this time.
I love it because it's, first of all, I love Louisville and coming in. Knowing I'm going to run into you guys and we always catch up at this show and other shows, and it's great to sit down with you. But I love that because that's in your new campaign. I was just listening to it the other day, and it's, yeah, just say Mercertown. You don't have to worry about Louisville or Louisville. Mercertown.
Yeah, Mercertown. It's our home court. We like everybody coming to town. We like having guests.
Right.
Big party at our place on Wednesday.
Man.
Went really well.
Yeah.
Owner-operators had a good time. Guests
right.
had a good time. Some of the folks from the station came by and had a pretty good time. We were
right.
glad to have you guys.
You know, you guys have said over the years, the open-door policy that you have with the drivers that are on with Mercer, but really it's an open-door policy with any driver, right, Jason?
Sure.
I mean, you guys have been, you know, hey, stop in. Hang out.
Yeah, we are always welcoming to anyone that's interested in just coming to Mercertown and hanging out with us, learn a little more about what we do. We had some contractors come in for our show on Wednesday. We had a small-scale truck show during our jamboree, but we had a few non-Mercer trucks in the show and
sure.
hanging out with us for a few days and
right.
very complimentary of our hospitality for
yeah.
sure.
And, you know, I think that's key to, I think, the future of the industry. How do we get to know each other and, you know, all those that we haven't associated with maybe? If we don't stop down and just have a simple conversation, Brian, you guys have been doing that for a long time with, you know, the drivers that are part of Mercer. But you've also been at shows like this, having those conversations here on the floor or anytime. Just sit down, come in, take a look, whatever you want to do, explore what's going on at Mercertown.
Yeah, we just we appreciate drivers,
yeah.
owner-operators, company drivers, you know, big rigs, but day cabs, whatever.
Right.
Those guys are out there making our country go.
Mm-hmm.
They get our things back and forth. They get things delivered to the stores for us. The over-the-road guys, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice.
Yeah.
We love those guys.
Yeah.
They write our paychecks. And, you know, everybody can't be at Mercer.
Right, right. Sure.
So, you know, if they can't be at the best place, they got to go somewhere and... I say that jokingly, but we appreciate all of them, and we like having guests.
Yeah.
Like Jason said, you know, we had a few guys from other companies stop in and spend the week with us and check
right.
out our place and compete in our contest.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had a great time with them. We really appreciate them coming to our house.
I always say, you know, go and check out the other, you know, if you want to talk to... maybe if you're new to the industry or you just want to explore a little bit, talk to those drivers who are successful. Jason, tell us about those drivers, you know, that have been around at Mercer for, you know, a long time. They're, again, these are successful drivers. They're not going to, you know, they're not going to say every day is a perfect day. They're just going to tell you, this is a good situation. This is a great situation, and here's why, and here's what I do, to make my business better. And this is how they work with me. Talk to the ones that are doing it successfully. I mean, you guys have a number of those types of drivers on board.
Sure, sure. We're fortunate to have many of our longtime contractors still with us and still out there over the road. We've got a couple. Of trucks there that are close to or right over 35 years with us. So,
wow.
You know, and many, many in between that. So I think they all do a really good job of mentoring, especially our newer contractors that come in.
Right.
It's difficult to learn a new system, whenever you change companies. It's a process and it can be very frustrating no matter where you go.
Sure. It's not, it isn't easy. I mean, you know, we have to keep in mind that, and I know as a, I call myself a civilian, a non-driver,
mm-hmm.
but just watching, you know, if I'm at a truck stop or maybe I'm at a place just watching, you know, someone, you know, drop a trailer or hook up on a trailer or back into a space at a truck stop,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm just thinking, I don't know, how they do it so well, but I don't know if everybody appreciates that. I would love for every civilian to be able to look in on that and say, look, this is work. And then, of course, the drivers that are actually out there doing it, just, you know, keep in mind that you're going to have your challenges, a number of challenges.
Sure.
But I think, Brian, what you guys have done is kind of, you know, all right, one less thing. Let's have the open door policy. Let's have build that great relationship. And hopefully, you know, we can work with them through their worst day if they're, you know, if things aren't going right for them. And on their best day, we can all sit and relax and just have a nice talk.
Yeah. And, I think what we try to do is, we don't imagine that any of these guys thought to themselves one day, hey, I really like paperwork and I really like, sales work and I like tracking down customers to get paid on my invoices that I have out. I think I'll start a trucking business. These guys like to truck.
Yeah.
So we try to give them an environment where they can just go out and truck and let us take care of all the office work.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having your own office staff at your company.
Right. Yeah.
And they go out and do what they love, and we take care of the details for them so they can do that and be successful.
Right.
And, you know, we make some friends along the way, and it's like a big family.
Yeah, yeah. Get us caught up. What's the latest there, Jason, from Mercer? What do you want drivers to know if they're not here at the Mid-America Trucking Show?
For us right now, I think it seems like freight volume's really taken a little bit of an increase over the past few weeks,
awesome.
Which is a good sign. It seems like when historically for us, if we see freight volume increase sharply before truck show, we usually have a pretty good year. If it increases afterwards, then it's pretty flat. So
yeah.
I think it's all the indicators we see right now, it's going to be a really good year freight volume-wise, and we're going to need trucks and great independent owner operators to come help us move some of that freight. So definitely look us up, and even if they're not interested in leasing on, just helping us move some freight. We have a great setup for outside carriers to come move or, you know, broker some of our freight too. So.
Yeah, wow. As great opportunities there for, you know, as Jason mentions, Brian, this, you know, again, if you want to broker some freight or, you know, maybe explore it a little bit, that's kind of like a test drive, you know. Let me work with them. Let me start building that relationship. And maybe it stays the same, the nature of it stays the same, or maybe one day they lease on.
Yeah. We, you know, of course, we love guys to lease on and be permanent contractors with us.
Yeah.
But we appreciate your help whether you do or not. We've got lots and lots of carriers that just call us up when they're out somewhere. You know, maybe they've got their own customer that gets them out of the house. But then when they get out there into the States, they need to find a load to get them back towards the house. We love helping those guys.
Yeah.
Our brokerage department does a really good job of taking care of those guys, lets them use our fuel cards so they can take care or take advantage of our fuel discounts. And they pay them fast. They pay them after every load.
Nice.
Within a day.
Wow.
They get paid for what they do for us. We just appreciate the help moving freight, servicing our customers, whether they're leased on or whether they're doing their own thing. We need the help.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and this is, I think, it seems to be, and it's just anecdotally, but just having some conversations here at Matt's, Jason, with a number of people, it seems to be there's a kind of almost a new spirit, or maybe just a renewed spirit of, all right, look, we're all in this together. There can be partnerships in many different directions, but you guys just spelled out another, you know, way to partner and kind of get the job done, where, you know, Mercer's serving their customers, you know, someone broke his freight and they're able to, you know, get a load. All of that works towards everybody getting, you know, back to work or getting more work and being more successful ultimately, doesn't it?
Sure. I think the truck show alone helps motivate me and some of us in the office, because we get to see a lot of contractors and people in the industry that we don't normally see on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
It's kind of easy to put your head down, go to work, and get in a grind.
Yeah.
But then you get to see some of these people that we've had relationships with for many, many years. And it really reminds you who you're working for, and really reminds you of what the overall goal is. And when we get back next week, I mean, we're ready to go.
Yeah,
really excited to move some freight
and
make some good things happen. So it's a great event for us to, you know, just spend some time with some people that we don't normally see, but to really kind of re-energize and get going.
Remind us who we're working for.
Absolutely. Yeah.
No doubt. And, you know, I mean, I think that's part of that renewed spirit I was talking about. It seems to be that more and more there is that greater, not only recognition of it, but also the movement toward it of really fulfilling that mission statement of saying, look, we're all here to serve a purpose. All of us that aren't driving, you know, we should be working toward that effort of helping those that are driving do their job and do what they love while serving the customers that are getting that freight to and from, that are receiving that freight or sending that freight. So that's the name of the game, and that's what the economy is all about. And it just goes down to this: those drivers are the backbone of it. You know, I mean I know it sounds passe, I know it sounds cliche, and I know we've said it a million times, but honestly, I don't think you can say it enough, because I go back to the ice storm that we had in North Texas, and this is 4 years ago. I go into a big name grocery store, and I go in there, and there is, I mean, the shelves are empty, not because people freaked out over the ice, but because trucks couldn't move. We had what they call cobblestone ice, and in Texas, everything shuts down. We're not equipped for it. You know, we can't clear those roads. We got to wait for the warmer weather. And it went on for days. And they weren't getting the basics, the milk, the bread, and then everything else, just the shelves just started to be dry. It was just, it was frightening, because it reminded you. And I remember saying to my daughter, as we were going through, and she was looking for baby formula, you know, and this is what happens when you can't get trucks back and forth. This is what happens when trucks stop.
Yeah, perspective.
How good is it when, unfortunately, when we have a natural disaster of some sort, though, and then you see all those trucks finally get in there and haul everything that we need to recover from those things?
You know, and that's it. And we've seen it over the years on our show, just doing the coverage of it. But it's amazing to witness after 9/11, driving into the city and saying, we're here. What can we do?
Right. Yeah.
With the work gloves and all, point the direction. Mm-hmm. Put it in the back and I'll haul it away. Katrina, you know, it was, what can we do? And then Rita, Hurricane Rita, which was followed. I remember being on the air that night and having drivers out at a local motor speedway, and they were staged there with a number of things: ice, groceries, water, you know, all the basics to get it into that area that this storm was headed. And they're ready.
Yeah.
It is the calling. We have to embrace and support that spirit and help them do it. And again, that whole idea of one less thing, taking a lot of this stuff off of their table so they can do what they love to do, make it easier for them to do what they do. Otherwise, everything stops.
Yeah. And when we can be a part of that, it really makes us all feel good.
Yeah.
You know, when we can help in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, it's really great. You guys always have fun, too, when you're at a show like Mid-America. You guys always have great booths. For those who didn't make it, what's going on at the booth this year? Kind of a little theater of the mind here. For those that didn't make the Mid-America show, what did they miss at the booth this year?
Brian might cry a little bit here. Are you sure you want him to tell this story?
They missed the coolest booth ever. Ever. We have a good time with it. It looks like back in the good old days when you used to be able to go into a truck stop and find a diner.
Yeah.
Not a fast food joint.
Yeah.
And we were fortunate enough. Well, you got a taste of it earlier at the awards.
Yeah.
An old friend of ours, Charlene Testerman, and a famous show truck, Rolling Thunder, in our booth. Charlene and her husband used to go clean up at every truck show, coming and going with Rolling Thunder. And unfortunately, Leonard passed away about 10 years ago. They were longtime contractors with us. And for our 40th anniversary, Charlene got her shined up, brought Rolling Thunder up, put her in the booth.
Wow.
It's just a beautiful, beautiful truck.
You know, and when I say to people, you know, these trucks have resumes. And by that, it is that you can look at the history of the truck and really, I mean, and the driver sometimes will bring it out. Look at all the awards behind that. Look at all, which is the work every time. Getting out there and polishing and putting so much into it. What a great way to, you know, honor such a great family.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
That's just terrific. That is awesome.
I think just having her here reminds us of that it's not just trucking for us. We've got relationships.
Yeah.
We make family
out
of work. And, you know, we haul some freight along the way, too.
Yeah. Handing out a couple of other awards this year, just a little while ago at the Paul K. Young. That was awesome. So she's gonna, you know, put a few more trophies there on the the mantle or in that big room where all those others are. I can't imagine, right?
Yeah, they've got a bunch.
And you know, and again, that's the sweat, that's the blood, sweat, tears, effort, and time that goes into, you know, that kind of dedication aside from what they actually do for a living.
Right.
So. It's just great. What a great way. What a great way to honor, you know, family. Just kudos on that.
Yeah,
and
proud.
You guys always have fun. Anytime you can catch up with Mercer at a truck show, do it. And if they want to catch up with you online, they can do that real simple.
Yeah, they can go to Facebook. Mercer Transportation has a Facebook page.
Yep.
They can go right to the website. That's mercertown.com.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from them.
Yeah. Jason. Brian, thank you so much for taking some time out today. We'll let you get out there and talk to some more drivers out there on the floor here at Matson. I know we're going to catch up again soon, so thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
Thanks for having us.